The Giants at home squaring off with the Phillies on another beautiful night in San Francisco. Pick up the action, third inning, no score, a man on second for Hunter Pence facing Aaron Nola.
Oh. Hunter Pence goes after the first pitch, loops it into center, a base hit. Coming around third, Tomlinson, he'll score. And a soft single to center will result in an RBI for Hunter Pence and a 1-0 Giants lead. Here's the 1-0. Posey swings and drives one past the dive of Joseph into right field, a base hit. Pence will try to score. The throw from Kim is not in time. And taking second on the throw home is Posey. A single, an RBI, and a 2-0 Giants lead. The pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, straightaway center field. Williams going back, still going back. It's going to bang off the fence in dead center. Spann is coming around. Pence is racing him to the plate. He is right on his heels. They both score without a throw. Two-run double for Parker, and that run for Nola is over. It's 4-1, San Francisco.
Nobody tell him it.
0-2, ground balled up the middle, and Tomlinson stops it with a backhand, flips to Crawford, one on to first, a double play, oh my! What a double play, Tomlinson to Crawford and on to first, the Phillies get a run home, no RBI on the play, that's just tremendous. And Dyson kicks and deals, and the pitch, strike three called, a fastball, and he took it for the final out of the game.
Sam Dyson is 10th save as the Giants take it 5-4. Jeff Samardzija the victory, allowing 4 runs in 6 frames, striking out 6. Jared Parker, 2 hits, both doubles to go along with 2 RBIs. The Phillies have now dropped 5 in a row. The Phillies come up short against the Giants. Manager Pete Mackanin spoke after.
We played a good game. Nola didn't have his good command today. Got hurt in the 5th inning. Good to see Ruff hit that opposite field home run. That's a long poke. And Williams hit a bomb to right field. It had to be, what, 420, something like that. It was good to see Hoskins with a couple of hits. Freddie a double and a triple. We hung in there, got behind, came back. Just couldn't convert, couldn't put a bigger inning together. But in general, it's nice to see Ramos have a good inning. And Milner is really getting close to establishing himself as a guy for the future. I like what he's been doing. He's not scared. He throws strikes. He's tough on left-handers. Tough on righties too. It's that odd delivery that's hard to feel good about. That's about it.
Did you see anything mechanically or anything with Nola that would affect his command? Or
no, I didn't. His velocity wasn't. He was 90-91 early in the game, and maybe the cool weather had something to do with it. But then he started showing better velocity. But he just didn't, especially to his glove side. Looked like he had trouble locating to his glove side, and he hung a few pitches. I think the ball that Parker hit was a hanging changeup. But he didn't have his usual excellent command.
Aaron Nola takes the loss, allowing 5 runs in 5 innings of work. He spoke after the game.
I mean, I didn't think I was missing too bad. But I was missing. It was 1-0, 2-0, 2-1 a lot. You got to make a better pitch than when you're ahead in the count. I left some balls up, and they use all parts of the field.
Cameron thought maybe that little strike wasn't getting called too much. And
I mean, it could have gone both ways, but his umpire is pretty consistent in that area, not calling it. But, you still get behind in the count. If the umpire's tight or not tight, 1-0 to, or 2-0, still 1-0 and 2-0.
Did you think Vila was slow coming around tonight?
Yeah, I feel like it didn't have the pop he usually have. I did on a couple of them, though. But
any reason? Just.
No, I was throwing more two seams tonight.
Sorry?
I was throwing more two seams tonight, too. So, location wasn't as crisp as it usually is.
Feel good, though?
Feel good. Feel fine.
Is it throwing two more two seams, though, was just by design, scouting report, or is that?
Yeah, just dictating the hitters and the count.
Okay.
I just felt like I should throw more two seams.
Okay.
Pretty proud of the way, I guess, or happy with the way you went this 10th start. Streak of 2 or fewer runs was franchise record. You got to be happy with we've been able to accomplish, I guess, since the middle of June now?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I really try not to think about that now. You know, obviously this wasn't a great outing and a loss, but I'm just going to throw this out the window and get back on the start next start and forget about this one. Starting it.
Up next, the series against the Giants continues on Friday with Zach Eflin on the Hill.